Michael Chamberlain, the father of a baby infamously snatched by a dingo, has died. Born in New Zealand, Michael Chamberlain moved to Australia in 1964, where he became a pastor in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. He married Lindy in 1969, and they had four children. It was the disappearance of their nine-week-old daughter Azaria from a tent at Uluru in 1980 that would change the course of their lives. The Chamberlain's account that a dingo took baby Azaria captivated the nation and divided public opinion. In media interviews, they told the story of what happened.
Couldn't believe the evidence of my own eyes, and I called to Michael that dingo's got the baby. And I flew out of the tent as quick as I could, and he said, what?
Yeah, it was like hell had confronted me.
But police and prosecutors were sceptical that a dingo was responsible, and what followed was a decades-long battle for justice. An inquest in 1981 agreed that a dog or dingo took Azaria. Speaking at the time, Michael Chamberlain said the couple hoped to put the incident behind them.
What are your plans now for the future?
Try and live normal lives and back to our children, try and have a holiday in New Zealand and then get back to our studies.
But it was not to be. A second inquest in 1981 led to Mrs. Chamberlain being convicted of murder and sent to prison in 1982. Michael Chamberlain was convicted of being an accessory after the fact and received a suspended sentence. After Azaria's martini jacket was found near Uluru in 1986, backing up Mrs. Chamberlain's explanation of why no dingo saliva was found on Azaria's clothes, she was released from prison. They were pardoned in 1987 and their convictions later squashed. But the ordeal took its toll and the couple divorced in 1991, both later remarried. Despite the charges against the Chamberlains being cleared, a third inquest in 1995 returned an open finding, that is, saying the evidence was inconclusive. At a fourth inquest in 2012, the couple finally gained official recognition that a dingo killed their child. Speaking after the 2012 verdict in Darwin, Mr. Chamberlain said he never gave up hope of achieving justice.
I cannot express strongly enough how important it is to pursue a just cause, even when it seems to be a mission impossible.
Mr. Chamberlain went on to publish three books, including one called Heart of Stone, Justice for Azaria. In an interview with the Seven Network following the book's release in 2012, he said he wrote the book to tell the truth about what happened.
The media ripped us, okay? The forensic science ripped us. The prosecution ripped us. The police ripped us. They all did things that were quite wrong and unethical and not in the name of natural justice. Yeah. And that's what made it so huge, because it was a full frontal attack on two people who were entirely innocent.
Mr. Chamberlain had a tilt at state politics in 2003, running as a Liberal Party candidate in the New South Wales seat of Lake Macquarie. He also taught at an Aboriginal high school in Brevarina for 3 years before returning to the state's Central Coast, where he taught at Gosford High School until his retirement. He spent his later years caring for his second wife, Ingrid, after she suffered a stroke. In an interview last year, he said he wouldn't wish his life on anyone.